It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome everyone to Sinner's Sunday. What is it? Good question. Well, it's in a creaky old chapel I found on the road a piece from the TNS dojo. I was cruising down a back road in the hills and something caught my eye, set back quite a ways from the road. Half a century of sagebrush and neglect had all but obscured it from sight. You could just make out the steeple through the eucalyptus trees out there. It still needs a lot of work. The paint's peeling, floor is warped and uneven, and it creaks when you walk on it. Besides a few coats of paint, the joint needs new windows, a roof, and insulation. When those Santa Ana winds blow, it whistles in here like an old steam calliope. We don't even have any electrical service. I keep a Honda generator just outside. Has enough wattage to keep the beer and ice cold and run the PA system for Brother Dre and the Lariettes. The chapel was abandoned for a long time. Legend has it that some fancy televangelist started out here in the 1950s, and as the donations increased, he traded up and up until he was ensconced in some majestic glass and marble palace downtown. He's been gone a long time now. I'm not really sure who owns this place or if anybody does. I figure we'll just meet here until somebody tells us we can't. We've made a few modifications to it since I found it. Hacked away decades of knotted sagebrush from the gravel parking lot. Then someone gave us that neon cocktail sign to hang out front. It's rusty and dented, but amazingly, it still lights up when you switch it on. We put a barbecue pit outside, a little bar with a beer tap inside. Threw out those splintery old ass-punishing benches and moved in some recliners and couches we scrounged from flea markets and thrift stores, and presto, here we are. We hang here twice a month and kick around things of a spiritual nature. Most often that's Christian stuff because, well, that's what I know best, but not always. No matter what we talk about, only one thing matters. Truth. Because in any faith, that's God's real name. God is truth and evil is lies. It's just that simple. Just a week from today, it's going to be Father's Day. Another one of those pseudo-holidays contrived by the card companies. It's kind of an afterthought behind Mother's Day, especially in terms of generated revenue and hoopla. On Mother's Day, Mom gets dinner out and flowers and adoration. On Father's Day, Dad gets a hideous necktie, maybe soap on a rope. You have to wonder if the subtext of those gifts is, "Hey, Dad, you stink. Take a shower and then go hang yourself." Is there a war on men? Yeah. But it's just the expansion of the original enemy, fathers. It might have started with Hollywood. Dads were okay until a TV show called All in the Family painted a bullseye on Dad's back with a dad character who was part bigot and all buffoon. His name was Archie Bunker. And since then, it's been one clown dad after another, huh? Al Bundy, Homer Simpson, on and on they go. Hollywood has been on a mission to destroy Dad for nearly half a century, which was part of the reason I wrote a book called Mac Daddy. Besides being a handbook of smart hacks for raising kids, it was an answer to all that dadly defamation. My old man was a cool dude. So are my uncles and most of the dads I've known, and being a two-time dad myself, the ones I've known through my kids' school were okay guys. But still, dads are mostly hated by Hollywood and the maniac matriarchy. So it was only a matter of time until they worked their way up the dad hierarchy to the original dad, that big bearded dude in the sky, God himself. The forces of evil have been throwing ordnance at him forever. And everybody wants him dead and blames him for everything, don't they? If there's a founder of the so-called patriarchy, He's it. Madonna has her panties in a bunch about this. She just vowed to smash the patriarchy. Whoa, everybody better just duck. Don't want to get the material girl mad. No siree, Bob. Here at Sinner Sunday, we try to cut through all the lies and smoke and figure out what's really going on. Seems like this smash the patriarchy stuff and atheism are two heads of the same beast. So what's behind this? Well, quite an array of contributing factors. Probably the main ones are incomprehensible conceit. The growing notion of man, or wait, they don't like that word, humankind as God. That this magnificent sphere we inhabit so briefly is the product of some cosmic backfire. Once you get people believing that crap, it's no leap to get them on board with all the rest of their lies and madness. So now we've had a couple generations raised with disproportionate female influence. And that's no falsehood. Most teachers are female. Millions of kids told they've never been wrong. That there really is no right or wrong. That all is subjective and only one's feelings and perceptions matter. That any word or gesture or facial expression that in any way makes them uncomfortable, well, that's offensive, and the offender must be punished. That any remark or criticism or disapproval by anyone is, in fact, bullying. And woe unto that aggressor as well. And so here's this magnificent planet that constantly rages with fires and floods and hurricanes and plagues and pestilence and famine and kills indiscriminately, what, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions every year. And it was all set in motion by Daddy. Big, big Daddy. So, Daddy bad. Men bad. God bad. One of the dads that doesn't get much love these days is old Joe, JC's surrogate dad. His behavior does not fit the bad dad narrative. So if you look carefully, there is a movement afoot to marginalize and maybe decommission Joe. Lots of not mis but disinformation flying around about him. They're saying that he died shortly after JC was born. That's a lie. Once there was a price put on his stepson's head by Herod, Joe wandered through Egypt for 3.5 years with the wife and kid until the heat was off. Joe was also clearly there when he and Mary found JC in the temple at age 12, teaching the rabbis. Then when you check the source of the lies about Joe, they give dates as BCE, which is an effort by academics to marginalize Christianity. Dates used to be given as B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, which meant the year of Christ's birth. So what would one expect of those guys? They've deleted even references of J.C. from the calendar. And why do they want Joe marginalized nearly as much as J.C. himself? Because Joe does not fit the narrative of bad dad. He was no chooch. He was a descendant of David, the most popular Jewish king. So even though a carpenter, Joe had some social standing. And he meets this girl, and they get engaged, and he soon discovers she's pregnant, but not by him. By rights, at that time, he could have blown the whistle, and authorities would have been compelled to have her stoned to death. But Joe does not opt for that. Even though he's a man, a member of the so-called patriarchy, no, Joe just decides to quietly divorce her and move on. But before he can act on his plan, an angel appears to him and says, Joe, go slow. That baby she's carrying is not of any man nor of this earth. She and it are a gift from God. So hang with her and protect her. And by the way, when it gets tense, and it will, I'll be watching and I'll lend you a hand. And Joe is gobsmacked. Most guys would have figured they had some bad wine, rolled over, gone back to sleep, called a divorce attorney in the morning. But not Joe. He stands by Mary, and he takes her to Bethlehem for the census. because he's a law-abiding dude. And there that baby is born, and not long after, that same angel comes to Joe again and tells him to grab the wife and kid and get out of Dodge, because Herod wants that baby dead and has dispatched multiple assassins to snuff him. Now, if this was some Hollywood script today, Joe might say, "Whoa, I've done my share. I'm not hanging around here waiting to get my throat slit. Goodbye and good luck." That version of the story would be in line with Bad Dad, and everyone could hate him and vow to smash the patriarchy. But Joe did not do that. Old Joe really should be more than a saint. That dude should be revered as maybe the greatest father who ever lived. His name ought to be up there in lights, not just on bottles of aspirin. Maybe men who in some way emulate and admire him should wear his medal around their necks. See if that triggers mindless man-haters like Madge. See if it repels them the way garlic and crosses repulse vampires. I bet it would not be long until guys would be fired from their jobs, refused entrance to ballparks and schools, etc., just for wearing that medal, huh? Saint Joe, mascot of the patriarchy. A guy that gave up everything for his family. What a villain. It seems like the only fathers today that get any respect or admiration from the media are those who are essentially ATMs for the family. The prevailing attitude is, he's male. Make him pay the bills and stand aside and let mommy raise those kids. As long as that attitude prevails, we'll be seeing more crime, fuller jails, and a society degenerating faster than anyone could have imagined. But maybe the tides will turn, only God knows. In the meantime, remember Dad on Father's Day. He probably doesn't need any soap or ties. He'd probably like a hug and I love you a lot more. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. If you want to help us keep the lights on here, go to thatlarryshow.com and click the Patreon button. While there, you can also subscribe for free by clicking any of those other buttons, Android, Stitcher, whatever. Then you never miss an episode. Hey, come back this Tuesday or thereabouts when we have a fun show ready. It's me versus the killer rabies-infected bat. It ends with a bang. Until then, God bless.